Okay. The Honorable Jennifer Namuyangu, Minister of State of Uganda for Local Government, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is a great honor and pleasure for me to welcome you to this panel discussion that is organized on the occasion of the Global Refugee Forum here in Geneva. I would first like to thank KOICA, the Korea International Cooperation Agency, the KCOC, Korea NGO Council for Overseas Development Cooperation, and Good Neighbors International for co-hosting this event together with the government of the Republic of Korea. My appreciation also goes to the UNDP and the Asia Pacific Refugee Rights Network, or APRN, and BRAC International for their valuable support for today's event. I would like to express my special thanks to Minister Namuyangu for honoring this occasion with her presence today. Given the role the Asia-Pacific region plays in global efforts to address the refugee crisis, I believe this region's response to the refugee crisis carries a special meaning to the global discussion on this issue, serving as an example to benchmark. The vast majority of refugees live in developing countries with high poverty rates, putting huge economic and social pressure not only on the refugees themselves, but on host communities as well. As the Global Compact on Refugees emphasized, host countries cannot shoulder this burden alone. The international community needs to redouble its efforts to share the burden of host countries by supporting them in combating poverty and fostering inclusive economic growth. The first step will be to enable refugees to engage in sustainable economic activities. Given that many refugees remain in protracted situations for years, enhancing the self-reliance of refugees by supporting their jobs and livelihoods is becoming increasingly important. It not only empowers them to meet their needs in a safe, sustainable manner, but also brings about positive change in host communities and eases pressure on host countries. Against this backdrop, the Republic of Korea co-sponsored a spotlight event on jobs and livelihoods in the lead-up to the Global Forum. Korea's contribution in this field amounts to $5.2 million in 2019, this year. The Korean government is engaged in several meaningful projects. This year, KOICA, together with the UNDP and the government of Uganda, launched the Uganda Host and Refugee Community Empowerment Project. This project, to be implemented until 2022 with a contribution of $7 million, is expected to strengthen economic opportunities for women and youth among refugee and host communities in Uganda. The Korean government also launched a project, Income Generation for African Refugees in Iran, in partnership with the WFP this year. This project, to be implemented by the end of next year with a contribution of $2 million, will create income opportunities for 4,500 vulnerable Afghan refugees within and outside of the 20 settlements in Iran by increasing their access to income-generating activities. Ladies and gentlemen, in addressing today's complex refugee issues, governments alone cannot achieve meaningful progress on the ground. In order to create synergy between different initiatives and improve their effectiveness and efficiency, collaboration among various stakeholders, including national and local governments, international organizations, and civil society partners is crucial. In particular, civil society organizations and networks have a critical role to play in various areas such as advocacy, skills development, and outreach toward local communities. It is in recognition of this that the Korean government has been expanding its cooperation with NGOs. One excellent example is KOICA's humanitarian partnership program with Good Neighbors International, a Korean NGO and implementation partners of the UNHCR. Under this program, Good Neighbors International has been establishing market buildings and vocational training centers in Tanzania since 2015. As of now, more than 1,000 refugees have been assisted through this project. To further strengthen cooperation and coordination with civil society, the Korean government is planning to formalize the mechanism for public-private cooperation on humanitarian assistance next year. Through this mechanism, the Korean government and civil society will jointly monitor the implementation of Korea's humanitarian assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 year ago, the international community took a historic step toward sustainable solutions to refugee situations. Tomorrow, we will take another important step forwards towards actions and real changes on the ground. I'm confident that today's discussion with your insights and inspiration will contribute in meaningful ways to global efforts in this direction. I look forward to a fruitful and lively discussion. Thank you very much. Thank you.